You're listening to SBS News.
There have been 6 new cases in Australia, all in hotel quarantine. Authorities have moved quickly in Victoria and Western Australia to contain any potential spread from cases in hotel quarantine. Contact tracing so far has not uncovered any cases of community transmission. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the response of state governments and the community has given him confidence that the threat from overseas variants can be brought under control.
But it's the key to these variants for us. It's getting onto it quickly, dealing with it quickly, the response from the community also reflecting that, and that makes us, as the PM has said, much more comfortable with those variants at the moment. But of course, we need to continue to learn from these issues.
The states and territories have agreed to lift the caps on international arrivals on February the 15th. South Australia plans to increase its cap each week to 530 international arrivals, while Victoria will increase to 1,310. New South Wales is accepting 3,000 arrivals. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she agreed to the Prime Minister's request, but made one request of her own.
But I've also made very clear my strong view that quarantine workers need to be the first in line to get the vaccine, because that will then mitigate against the risk of outbreaks. We know that when there is a threat to the community anywhere in Australia, anywhere, in any state, it is out of the quarantine system, and that's why it's really important to make sure the vaccine gets to our quarantine workers first. I've put a case to the Prime Minister that that's my expectation in relation to New South Wales, and he offered a very sympathetic ear to that, and I'm hoping those conversations will continue.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the federal government will also expand capacity at the Howard Springs quarantine facility in the Northern Territory, adding that he believes quarantine is a state issue.
And we are looking to expand the capacity further of Howard Springs, already expanding it to 850 and potentially well beyond that, which would involve a more than doubling of that capacity at Howard Springs. We will also continue to assess the proposal in relation to Toowoomba, but we are still seeking a lot more information on that proposal.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's pleased the option for a regional quarantine site outside the CBD is being considered, but she would also like to see the federal government support a national standard for hotel quarantine.
Whilst the states are doing a job that, in terms of trying their hardest to manage hotel quarantine, I would say that quarantine is a shared responsibility. And when I mean a shared responsibility, you only have to look at the Constitution, where it's quarantine is a federal responsibility. We're stepping up, every other state and territory is stepping up, but I would put it to the Australian public that we need to share that responsibility cooperatively together.
Mr. Morrison says hotels will remain the primary way of quarantining arrivals, rejecting the idea of scrapping mandatory hotel quarantine even as the vaccination campaign rolls out.
So hotel quarantine is the primary and remains the primary system for running quarantine in this country. It has been incredibly effective, as I said to you yesterday. Over 211,000 people have gone through that process, and the number of breaches we've had, albeit when they do occur they're serious, is incredibly small in comparison to that large volume. There isn't a country in the world, I suspect, bar a handful, who wouldn't want to trade places in terms of the issues that we manage here on COVID for the ones that they do.
He's tasked Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet Secretary Philip Gaitjens to report on the changing risk assessment for COVID-19 in Australia.
The vaccination program over months, as it's rolled out, can change the nature of how Australia then manages the virus. And the point was made, it's less than about cases and as it is about presentations at ICU or seeking significant treatment, and that we can potentially move to a situation where we manage the virus potentially like other conditions that are in the community. Now, we're not there yet. We're some way off that.
Meanwhile, Federal Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy told a parliamentary inquiry 500 workers have been deployed to ensure vaccine uptake in Indigenous and migrant communities.
Government's announced that the vaccine will be made available free of charge and delivered free to any person in Australia. So that includes people on visas that don't allow them access to Medicare. We're working through the mechanisms of doing that, allow them access to Medicare. We're doing extensive work with Aboriginal control organisations, with cultural and linguistically diverse populations. We have employed a surge workforce of over 500 people to go into areas where, initially aged care and disability care, but also then to go to areas where there's market failures.
In Victoria, contact tracing is continuing for the contacts of a hotel quarantine worker who is now confirmed to have the more infectious variant of coronavirus, first identified in the UK. All but one of the 17 household contacts have been tested, returning negative results. The Australian Tennis Open contingent of more than 500 people in self-isolation have all tested negative to coronavirus after being deemed casual contacts. Tennis Australia says the tournament is set to go ahead as planned on Monday. Contact tracing chief Jerome Weimer says workplace contacts are also being tested.
We are now working with 743 workplace contacts, the second ring of our approach. They have all been contacted by their respective employers and they are being called and ensured that we get them tested over the coming days. It's very important for us that we get hold of those workplace contacts and ensure that we really establish whether there's any other leakage from that hotel quarantine period into that workforce.
Western Australia is emerging from a five-day lockdown, but restrictions such as mandatory mask wearing outside a person's home will remain in place for at least another week. The lockdown was triggered after it was revealed that a security guard who worked in hotel quarantine had unknowingly travelled around Perth while infectious. Premier Mark McGowan says his government will do its best to manage the state hotel quarantine system.
We will continue to improve our hotel quarantine system as time goes by, but the Commonwealth doesn't want to engage in using their facilities for quarantine purposes. They have reasons for that. That's not something I can do anything about.
He says WA will have a longer time to consider lifting the state's cap on international arrivals.
Western Australia was taking as much, as many returning Australians or more than any other state. And so we were doing our bit. But in light of what occurred, we just thought it was prudent to keep the halving of the number of returning Australians in place for a further fortnight.
South Australia says it's opening its border with Western Australia immediately. Premier Stephen Marshall says those coming from areas recently under lockdown in WA will still be required to self-isolate and to undertake tests.
We're very satisfied with the data that is coming in from Western Australia, and a decision was made to remove the hard border arrangement with Western Australia immediately. Travellers who are coming in from those previously identified hotspot areas of Greater Perth, Peel and the South West will still be required to undertake a PCR test on day 1, day 5 and day 12 and to remain isolated whilst they're waiting for their day 1 test result.
It comes as the state confirmed its first case of the South African COVID-19 variant, a man in his 40s in a quarantine facility who returned from overseas 3 days ago. In Queensland, the government is introducing stricter measures in hotel quarantine, including more frequent testing of workers. A report into the coronavirus cluster at Brisbane's Hotel Grand Chancellor shows a highly infectious variant of the virus was found to be circulating in its corridors. As a result, Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says hotel guests will now be required to wear masks when opening the door and entering the hallway.
So that's for two reasons. One, if they are in the start of infection and before they've tested positive, but they've got virus there, that it stops that virus spreading. But also that if people aren't infected, that it stops them getting it when they open their door.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.